You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We're going to start this episode like we do every week. And that's sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who is using our hashtag #STRShareSunday. We'll share you on our Instagram channel on Sunday. Plus, blast you out to everyone who is on our email list. And if you want to get on our email list, we've got a link in our show notes for you. We'll share our podcast content, our YouTube content, which is completely different.
All the happenings.
Yes, from this content. Anyway, we'll share you there too. And so this week, Annette, who are we sharing?
This week, we are sharing at Vista Luna Sonoma. Again, that's at Vista Luna Sonoma.
It's next
level. Holy moly, you gotta look at this pool. It is custom. It is on the edge, on the ledge. It is overlooking an amazing landscape. And this is a luxury container home. And yes, it is luxury. But I just can't get enough of this pool. And it was so intentional. It was so well thought out. Please check it out. It looks like it has a hot tub that kind of overflows into the pool. And then the pool, it's not quite an infinity pool, but it gives off that allure. And it's just so cool. I haven't seen a pool like this at a short-term rental. And then the inside, it's just, they're crushing it. Who doesn't want to go to Sonoma? And who doesn't want to go hang out at Vista Luna Sonoma? But check them out because they also have, you can see how they've really leaned into their views. They have a fire pit outside. They have a full like wraparound deck. They have floor to ceiling. I think all of the one side of the container completely opens up so you can see the view. Now I just want to go there.
Well, I love it too. This is a new listing. And what they do to help leverage and build trust with someone who's considering their property is to show them, hey, we've got this sister property, plenty of testimonials over there. Go check us out. And then stay with us here at Vista Luna Sonoma. So well done.
Everybody put this on your goal list. In that sister property, they were featured in a magazine. And not only can you put that on your Instagram, I know you can put that on your Airbnb listing also. So if you can get any sort of publication street cred, do that for yourself. Yeah. Sarah, we have someone very close to us.
We do.
On the pod today.
We do.
And we're sad that she's not our neighbor. Why isn't she our neighbor?
Why isn't everyone your neighbor? You want everyone to be your neighbor.
I do. You're right. Won't you be my neighbor?
Joelle Elliott is a super host and premier host from Memphis, Tennessee, y'all. And I'm saying y'all on purpose. She has invested in real estate in Memphis in short-term rentals, and she has crushed the game and has been hosting for 3 years. By sharing her little bungalow, she was able to escape the golden handcuffs of her corporate job. Yes, she left a very cushy corporate job to follow her dreams of short-term rentals. Her why was to spend more time with her husband and her kids. She is currently pregnant, so I'm very excited for her. Short-term rentals allowed her to embrace the freedom of being self-employed, as it gave her the flexibility, as we all know, to create her own work schedule, enjoy her newborn daughter by staying home, and reignite creativity in a way she hadn't experienced in years. And in this episode, we're going to talk about all the ways she has crushed a metro market like Memphis, but also some challenges she's been facing here in 2023 with her first co-hosting gig. We can't wait to share it all with you. All right, Joelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
I want to tell our listeners that we have a lengthy relationship with you, Joelle, and we're just excited to tell our listeners that, like, we really develop relationships via Zoom. And our first interaction with you, Joelle, and we'll let you tell your side of the story about how we met, but I remember this is back when Sarah and I did like one-on-one calls, and you had scheduled one, and you came on the screen with your signature bright, amazing lipstick, and you came on the screen and we're like, who is this? Who are we talking to? And you just like gave us all of your background, and we were like, wait a second, maybe, you know, she can teach us a thing or three too about the advertising world. But I just remember that was it when Sarah and I had just gotten started, and it was so fun to get to see people that were listening to our show and following us, like actually meet them on Zoom and talk to them. And so you will always have a special place in our heart because you took us up on one of those initial offers when we were just getting started. So that is our like saying thank you to you. And just listeners, we are here. Like, this is what Sarah and I like to do. We love to develop these relationships over time. So Joelle, can you give us the background of how you like remember meeting us originally or finding us?
Well, you completely changed my life. And it's so funny because I just stumbled upon your podcast, and I obviously had not taken the leap into short-term rentals yet, but I was interested. And so I was so excited when I found your podcast. And I honestly don't know how I found out you were having one-on-one calls, but I immediately signed me up for that. And y'all changed my entire life, my entire career path. I'm just so grateful. Who would have thought that one, I think it was like a 15-minute call. I don't think it was that long. But
it was not long. 20. Maybe we gave you 20.
You really gave me the courage to, you know, take this leap of faith. I was in a huge transition in my life. I was moving to Kentucky and I didn't know what to do with my home in Memphis. And I had thought about putting my home on Airbnb, but it was such a foreign concept and seemed really scary about having strangers in my house. You walked me through everything, and your program now is so extensive. But even back then, you gave me the keys to like get started. And I remember your little messaging, and just even having that, it gave me the confidence to really pursue this. So thank you.
Yeah. And let's tell the listeners, when we first started working with you, it was at that transition period. We'll go into what your career was and how it's transitioned. But the listeners, I want you to know that when Joelle and we started talking, she was actually leaving her primary residence, and she'd spent a lot of time and energy, I believe, making it your home. And you were, you know, like you said, transitioning to Kentucky. How long had you had that primary residence before you were moving? Because I remember you didn't really want to let that place go because it was your baby at the time.
Well, funny enough, I don't think we've actually ever talked about this, but the house I had for 10 years, I did end up selling because I just couldn't turn down the money. It was just too good. But I did get a house down the street, and I was just going to live there. This sounds terrible, but I wasn't ready to give up my Memphis roots, even though I was moving away to Kentucky to be with my husband. We had just gotten married. But I had this adorable little bungalow, and I was just so attached to Memphis. And yes, I had made this very cute place, very much my own. And so I believe one of our first conversations was you were telling me that I could, you know, lock the primary and just rent the rest of my house. And there's just so many things I didn't know that I could do, and I could make it work for my situation.
So go into, Joelle, what you used to do, because my memory of hopping on the Zoom call with you was your bright lipstick, your billowy hair, and your crazy level of confidence that you had just about yourself, because you came from a background that very much set you up for success as well. And I'm obviously flattered that our words helped, you know, change the trajectory of your life, but you also brought a lot to the table, Joelle. Because can you share with our listeners what you did before you got into short-term rentals?
So back when I was in my 20s, I was actually a community manager for Yelp.com back when Yelp was in its infancy and had just gone public, and they had all these sorts of events. And I just kept getting promoted until I was one of their marketing directors. I loved that job. I threw like 10 or 20 events a month, just depending on the time of year. And it was really great because there was supporting local business in Memphis. There was the hospitality aspect. There was the event planning and all those little details. So I really think that helped with my short-term rental journey. But, you know, as I got more into marketing, that, of course, you know, helps me now. After my time with Yelp, I just randomly decided to quit my job and travel the world for a year. So I went to 25 countries and I started a blog and got really comfortable with writing and talking to new people and experiencing different cultures. So I think that also helps because I experienced a lot of Airbnb stays during that time. And then when I came back, I was offered a job I just could not pass up. It was a startup marketing agency. And I think when I started, they had like two or three employees and maybe 10 clients. And within 4 years, there were like 200 clients and I was managing 30 employees.
Wow. Right. That's when we stumbled upon you, was post the world travels and really in the thick of that advertising world. And let's talk about this Memphis bungalow, because obviously you were listening to us, but truly that property was a game-changing, pivotal property for you. So give us some of the specifics about it. This thing has been crushing it for you. Let our listeners know. Give us some stats on the size and the, you know, your occupancy, whatever you feel comfortable sharing.
So I bought this adorable little bungalow. I remember the world was going into lockdown the day we closed. So that was March 2020. I was extremely nervous. What have I done? I'm starting short-term rentals and the world is just shut down. I really thought that this was the dumbest thing I've ever done, but it actually turned out to be the greatest. It is 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. And when I first listed it, I had my primary shut off. So the primary bedroom and bathroom. So I was really only renting out 2 bedrooms and 1 bathroom. And it was, you know, the shower tub combo. It's a cute little house and upstairs was locked. I've now turned that into a movie theater. But it's so funny looking back, I had decorated everything with just things I didn't need for my new house and stuff I had in storage. But y'all really gave me the tools and the messaging and the confidence. And I'm so proud because it's, you know, my first listing and we have like 75 all 5-star reviews and we've never gotten anything less except for one scammer, but that was removed. So.
And then can you share with us like any, like the purchase price, your numbers have been on the property?
So I bought it for $390,000. And I tore down the garage and I had to do the sidewalk because in Memphis, you have to pay to do the sidewalk. So that was like $15,000, which really hurt my soul. But I put up an electric gate so that it would be gated for dogs. But I was super lucky that the house was already pretty much done. I just had to switch out some light fixtures just for my personal preference. But yeah, so when I first started, I think I told you this, Annette, one time. I started out super low. I think it was like $135. And then I just kept quickly increasing my price because I was almost at 100% occupancy immediately. And so I just kept playing with my price and people kept asking if they could stay in my primary suite because they realized there was more space. And I realized that I couldn't stay at my house when I was back in Memphis anyway. I was having to stay with my mom. So I was like, might as well open it up. And, you know, last year was amazing because I was charging $600 a night on the weekends, not getting those prices this year. But last year, you know, it was phenomenal.
Love it. No,
we share with our listeners about the fact that we live in Columbus, Ohio. So we're definitely more of a metro market. We have some vacation areas outside of Columbus, of course, but I started in a metro market. Annette started in a metro market. Talk to us about Memphis, Tennessee. Who's coming? Did you doubt people would rent your home? Share, in case of listeners out here being like, I don't live in Pigeon Forge or like, I don't want a big cabin. What is it like being a short-term rental host of more metro properties?
Well, I don't want to sound like a total groupie, but I think this is why y'all are so amazing, is because, you know, I was in Memphis and we were not a vacation city. And up until recently, after that Elvis movie came, more people are coming. Like, there's actual tourists who want to go to Graceland. But up until that movie came out, I mean, it was really St. Jude families, people traveling for work, or just people coming to visit their family and they didn't want to stay with them. They just wanted their own room. And being pet friendly, I mean, I could not imagine not being pet friendly, because I would say 80% of my guests bring dogs. And, you know, during when COVID was happening, there were so many people coming and just staying for 2 or 3 weeks because they could work remotely and they wanted to be next to their family and visiting their nieces and nephews. So that was a lot of my guests as well. But my two first listings are still just as booked. I mean, I would say I'm 90% capacity, and I do have a few more tourists, but it's a lot of business people and just people visiting their families.
Were you, I can't remember, were you pet friendly from the beginning, or did you take some time to ease into that also?
I can't remember. No, I must have been pet friendly immediately. I mean, I have 5 dogs, so...
You're my person, Joelle. You're my person.
I just have to make a side note for our listeners, because not only does Joelle have the dogs around, she might have a mini horse. Do you have a mini horse or two? Or what's your current horse situation? There's multiple sizes and multiples of them, I know.
Yeah. So I have 2 mini cows and then 1 mini horse.
Oh, mini cows. Okay.
In my backyard. And then I have 2 show horses, but they're down the road. But we also have sheep and chickens, and yeah, we have a little mini farm at my house.
You do. That's another podcast episode, but like, I have so many questions about that.
You could have guests. A lot of guests would love to stay at that.
Okay, so this cute Memphis home, it goes better than you could have imagined. What happens next?
Well, it's so funny because, you know, I really stepped into this very, very, it seems quick, but it was very slow. I mean, I started with the primary locked off, just 2, 1.5. And then I opened that up and then I was like, oh, there's all this space upstairs. Like, I'm going to turn this into a movie theater. And very quickly, I made 6 figures within 14 months. I mean, I know it wasn't quite a year, but I did make 6 figures within 14 months. And I was telling my husband, I was like, what do I do? And he was like, we buy another one, Joelle. We found a very cute bungalow in Cooper Young, which is also in Midtown. And I think, you know, a little bit of a better area. It was a 2-1. We bought it sight unseen, which I don't recommend. We ended up having to do a lot more renovations with this property. I thought we were going to be able to just, you know, paint it and throw it online, but it actually took a year of renovation. So that was one of our worst decisions. Yeah, never by sight unseen. But it's now doing very, very well. So it all worked out.
Right. And can you let our listeners know, were you remote hosting this entire time?
Yes. And I don't know how I did it in the beginning, because now, you know, I have an inspector and we've had conversations about how I'll tell my husband I'm running into the property for just like 5 or 10 minutes and it'll be an hour. Like, get in the car right now. But yes, during the very, very beginning, I just had my amazing cleaner and I don't know how I did that.
But you did it. And I just want to share that, because like you said, you just went ahead and like ripped the Band-Aid and went in, you know, started welcoming guests in your home and then iterated over time and are still iterating. So you're starting to see the numbers from the first bungalow. You and your husband decide to buy the second bungalow. Are you still working full-time? I can't remember at that point in time. Walk us through that journey.
So 2020, I was still working. I did not quit work until I think 3 months after my daughter was born. I came back after my maternity leave and I just decided I waited until I was in my late 30s to have her. And I just decided that this was what I've waited my entire life to be. And my job was just very demanding, and I realized I couldn't be the wife and mom I wanted to be if I did that. And looking at the numbers, I was really surprised to find that with my first listing, I was actually making my salary already. Definitely not commissions and bonuses and, you know, all those extra things, but I was making my salary just with that one listing. And of course, you know, net it wasn't, but I was like, you know what? If we get a second property and a third property, I think I can definitely make this my career. Mm-hmm. And it was really scary, but you know, you're also building equity and you're building like a real estate portfolio. And, you know, I really wanted to create my own schedule. And if my daughter had ballet one afternoon. I wanted to be able to just take off without asking someone. And so it was just really exciting to look at those numbers and realize I could create the future I wanted for my family with short-term rental.
Love it. And the reason that Joelle's daughter is not on with her today is, number one, her vocabulary is still, you know, very young, but she is too cute and she would have completely stolen the show just sitting in the chair next to Joelle. So you'll have to go to Joelle's Instagram to see her amazing daughter. But is your husband on board? We know Evan is a star. He's amazing. But take us behind the scenes, if you don't mind, of this conversation between you and your spouse. Like, what were these long talks? Were these crunchy numbers? I think that's where a lot of us get held up, is like, what's on the other side of that? So what were those conversations like, and this big, big, huge life change? And like you said, the money is almost there, but it's not. And that's very scary.
Well, I am blessed with like the nicest husband alive. And I was also very lucky that he had a fantastic job at the time. So that made it a little less scary. And he's also a contractor. So he actually made it less scary for me, because he broke down, he could go into a home and break down numbers for me that were very realistic. Mm. And he's also my handyman, which is fantastic. So we save money there. But he's always just been super encouraging since day one. And he's loved the idea of having the freedom to make our own schedule and living by our own rules. And it's so funny because everybody's like, oh, y'all just want passive income. Like, this is the least passive income. I don't even know where that idea came from. But spoiler alert, did so well that Evan quit his job. So he's fully on board now.
I didn't know that.
Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees.
Oof. I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16, 17,000?
Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes. I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats. And yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know. But I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, we know this. When we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostly, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes, plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostly's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostly's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostly's property management software to get $100 off.
Every morning I wake up, I grab a cup of coffee, and I log into this one website, our business banking with Relay.
If you invest in real estate, manage short-term rentals for yourself or others, flip houses, or any type of business owner, you need banking that's truly built for your business. No more fees, no more minimum balances, no more remembering hundreds of different logins and passwords, and my goodness, no more bookkeeping problems come tax season. This is why we love using Relay, and you should too. Right now, they're giving away free money.
Relay is an online banking platform that's a perfect fit for your short-term rental business. You get as many accounts as you need to organize and allocate income from things like day-to-day expenses, investments, or taxes. And again, like Sarah said, those are all free. And it's never been easier to send payments to your cleaning team, your inspection team, plumber, electrician. You can have virtual and physical Visa debit cards. You can now earn up to 3% APY with Relay savings accounts. And also, Relay is FDIC insured up to $2.5 million through their banking partner, Thread Bank.
It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online, and it's absolutely free. Plus,
When you fund your new Relay account, Relay will add an additional $50 to your account. That is free money, hosts. So go grab the link in the show notes and sign up with Relay today.
That's a more recent thing. Yeah. So why is it not passive? Let's get into some of the stuff that's been thrown your way and probably why Evan did quit his job, because he needs to be helping you with the portfolio.
Well, I mean, I guess whenever people say to me passive income, I mean, I've definitely, you know, I have the inspector and I feel like I'm very hands off, but I'm still handling all of the messaging and guests call me at like 2 a.m. asking for ridiculous things. So until, you know, I get that figured out, my stress level's a little high.
Yeah, it's Annette and I say it's part-time, but it's all the time, especially while you're getting certain systems in place. And there are things, and you know, we'll help Joelle until she finds a place where she really is at peace. There are ways that we cannot be bothered at 2 a.m. And those sorts of things. But I am here to tell you that you have to go through a lot of that stuff to get to the other side in hospitality. I mean, why do you think there's a front desk person at a hotel all hours of the day and night? I mean,
because guests have requests all hours of the night.
Guests have requests. Guests arrive at different times because you're really capturing your marketplace, especially being in a metro market. I mean, and have you said business travelers and families who are coming in for, you know, hospital visits, what have you? Like that's part of the journey. So, okay, you've got your two properties now, and then what happens?
Well, I did make a very bad decision and I bought a triplex in Overton Square. I thought I was like, this is perfect. It's going to be my third property and then I'll have 5 listings. They had long-term renters and I was just going to ride out that lease and then renovate. Well, I don't really know what happened to the market, but our first quote was like $125,000 to renovate all 3. And then by the time it came to actually do it, it had jumped to like $275,000. Fortunately, I was able to just sell it really quickly and I didn't lose any money. And, you know, I made a couple thousand during that year I owned it from long-term rentals. But that was a very humbling experience because I thought, you know, I bit off more than I could chew and I didn't want to have that much money tied up in one property. So my listings just kept really doing really well. And people kept asking me to start hosting for them. And I really, really resisted it. But there is an amazing building that is right around the corner from my 2 listings. And there's 5 townhomes in it. And they are now Hotel Joelle properties as well. So there's 2 live and there's 3 more coming. So I'm very excited about that.
How are they going? Because let's the elephant in the room, right? There's a lot of sensationalized media, social media out there talking about how, you know, Airbnb bust and 2023 is definitely different than 2020, 2021, 22. And Joelle, we know that you've had a little bit of an uphill challenge with this new project. So talk us through that, where you've been and then where you are and where you hope to go with the changes you're making.
So the townhomes have definitely been a bit of a challenge. I think the biggest thing is that our cleaning fee is so high just because it's 3 stories, it's 4 bedrooms, it's extremely nice, it's professionally decorated. It's just, it's a high-end luxury experience and there's really nothing like it in Memphis. The price point to make it work, I just think there's, you know, not that many visitors to Memphis. So it's definitely been tough. I feel like with my first 2, I was very, very spoiled and they just took off immediately and I was able to adjust along the way. And I keep adjusting now at the townhomes, but I wouldn't say they've completely taken off yet. And I'm really encouraged by October. For whatever reason, October is almost fully booked. But other than that, it's really only been weekends and 2 night stays. So, and I thought it was going to be bridal parties and conferences and people who just wanted a nicer experience because everybody who stayed there has just been blown away by how comfortable and nice it is. And they didn't even know something like this existed in Memphis, but getting people through the door and working on the algorithm has been challenging.
And when did you open the first 2?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to say April,
okay.
March.
Okay, so we're all of 3 months in, 4 months in?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're responsible. This you're in a partnership now on these, correct? So there's a different, you've probably felt that shift.
Yes, there's tremendous pressure that I feel, and the owners are wonderful. They are honestly the nicest humans, and I feel very, very lucky. But of course, you want whoever you're working with to think you're professional and doing everything you can. And I've had great success in the past. And, you know, of course, I wanted it to, you know, immediately be booked right away. But it's just taken a little longer than I expected.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, especially with properties like these, right, it's a higher ticket situation, right? It's a higher average daily rate that you're dealing with. And it's a more niche market. But they do say, and it is true, that the riches are in the niches, but you need to get some momentum. And sometimes you have to, you know, nurture the audience that would be interested in these places. So with those testimonials that are going to be coming in, and you're going to find where those people are coming from as you get them trickling in and really honing in on those marketplaces so that you can really dial in your marketing and not have to worry 100% on the Airbnb algorithm and really bring it home to building out that brand hotel, Joelle, which we know that you're gonna rock out with some time on your side.
What is the, so the, this fiveplex, I guess is what you would call it. Are you chilling right now? Are you gonna take on new clients? Are you and Evan looking for more properties? I just kind of know that it gets addicting. Is this a daily thing that you guys are talking about your portfolio?
Oh, I'm definitely addicted. I think we're done building it in Memphis. We really want to go down to Florida. It's totally selfish on my part. I really want a place in Florida, and I feel like it would justify buying a place there and, you know, continuing to add. I think Memphis is fantastic. I'm like the biggest Memphis supporter ever, but I do think, you know, there's only so many listings I can have in Memphis before I'm just totally competing with myself.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. Are you already shopping in Florida?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't publicize that because we want someone stealing
your brilliance. Joelle, I know that you are incredibly detail oriented and that you've brought that level of detail to the interior of your properties. Can you share with our listeners what's worked for you in terms of standing out from the crowd with your interior spaces and really serving your guests?
So I have everything very minimal, like as far as decorations go, but I have like everything labeled just so my guests know exactly where everything is. I mean, I have like little labels on my shelves that say like 5 black towels or, you know, 4 makeup cloths, or even have like 6 blue plates in the kitchen, and just everything is completely organized. But I've also found that my cleaning service appreciates it, because if we're out of bug spray that I provide or the picnic basket's missing, it's very easy to tell me and I can restock. Whereas, you know, those little amenities could just disappear.
Did you just say picnic basket?
I have a little picnic basket and blanket at all my listings because I just think it's adorable.
Okay, Joelle, I'm going to be a little bit of a, not devil's advocate, but there is, you know, with the labeling, how do you do it so it doesn't feel like there are labels everywhere? Because I know that, so listeners, we've seen photos of Joelle's spaces, like Joelle's put together, and you understand merchandising, you understand marketing. So how do you do it so that there aren't labels everywhere and you feel like your home is a store?
I definitely don't do it, you know, on open shelves. I just make sure it's like on the interior. So in my bathroom closet, like they have to open a door, but then when they open the door, all the shelves are there and they see like towel warmer, 5 towels, first aid kit. And then on underneath the sink, there's like a little hair dryer basket, and that has a label, or extra toilet paper, like 2 rolls, whatever, you know, just so they know what to expect. Because I got a lot of calls asking if I had certain things. And I also find that guests put things back in the correct place this way, because sometimes before I did this, you know, things were ending up in wild places. So, you know, I don't ask them to do it, but it's definitely helped with, you know, things going back where they belong.
And when you say like labeling, it's, you're not labeling like light switches and like garbage disposal. It's just more of like those interior places of like behind closed doors.
Now, that is correct. My first listing, I did label the lights, but they got so dirty.
To help people, sometimes it helps people. I get frustrated with lights. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, how do I turn on this light? Where's the switch?
Well, I did with the first listing. I put it on the light switches because I thought people might appreciate knowing which one was the patio, but they just got so dirty and grimy and were like peeling off so quickly. I was like, ugh, that looks like I'm not clean. So that was just an extra thing to clean. So I got rid of those pretty fast.
And I'll say having 75 all 5-star reviews for your property is no easy feat. So besides the labeling, what other tip do you have for our listeners who haven't started yet, or they're at like 5 all 5-star reviews and they want to be just like you? What works for you in terms of that high guest review rate?
Well, one, definitely signing up for your program. Y'all have been, I know I sound like a total groupie, but I'm very much someone who likes talking to experts and, you know, modeling what they do. And I really listen to my guests. So many people have recommended things that I would have never thought of. And I just, if it doesn't cost me a fortune, I just, you know, add that. Ooh. And I think people really appreciate that. And I've noticed in a lot of my reviews is Joelle's thought of everything. And I actually haven't thought of everything. Y'all have thought of everything. And I just listen to my guests. So
what are some of those things that like a guest has brought to you that you're like, oh, that's really smart. I'm going to buy that today.
A towel warmer was one of them. It was like during the winter. And they're like, hey, I just think a towel warmer would really elevate your space. And it was super easy. I just bought it on Amazon. It was there the next day. And now everybody raves about it. Now all my listings have towel warmers. Somebody wanted like a squeegee on the shower door. And I was like, whatever. Okay. That makes you happy. So I just, my attitude has always been like, you never know what guests want. And if it doesn't break the bank, I might as well have it for you.
Now, there's two things that I want to point out for our listeners is business owners of all industries will survey their audience or have someone dedicated to reading reviews and pulling out things like that so they can, again, listen to their guests and cater to their needs. And so, yes, that one guest told you about the towel warmer, but now you're surprising and delighting all those future guests. I had never even thought of a towel warmer, and we are in a very cold market too in the winter, and I think that's brilliant. So listening to your guests, listeners, or I told a story before, Joelle. Back in the day, I got my first 4-star review and I'll never forget her. Her name was Lisa. I know exactly where she stayed. I know what she looks like. I'll never forget her. And she got on me because I grew up where if you wanted to blow your nose, you used toilet paper. Like we didn't have Kleenex tissue paper in my home. So when I got started, I didn't have it in our rentals, and she dinged us on that and she pointed out that is why you have no tissue throughout your property. And I thought that was a miss on your end. Never forget it. And now we have like cute covers for them and like we make it a whole thing. But you really learn from those experiences that will never leave you. And then not just adding the Kleenex, but then from there on out, just being really attuned to if a guest goes to reach for it, it should be there. And so I think that's really what you've harnessed and it shows in your reviews.
And I think a lot of times I think I've said this on the show, but Sarah and I talk about that. I went to a customer service training a long, long time ago, and this gentleman was just speaking about like, if someone brings it up, there are a multitude of people that just didn't take the time to reach out and let you know. So if like, this was more when I was in my apparel industry days, it was like, hey, if someone, you know, wrote in to say that like the sizing was off, the fit was off, there is 100 other people that thought it, they just didn't take the time. So like the person that is reaching out and letting you know about something, it probably impacted a whole other slew of guests. They just didn't take the time to reach out to you. So when you think it's one person that's saying, oh, like this, the chair squeaks or whatever, a lot of other people probably experienced it. They just didn't
tell you
about it. So, but Joelle, I know you do a really good job of on your stories on Instagram, you know, highlighting the reviews that you get because they are like paragraph long. And I know every time you get one, you just like, this is why you do what you do. Can you share with us? And we need to start doing this on the show, Sarah. It's like, what is one of your favorite reviews? Like what's one that like sticks with you that you print out on that bad day so you can just read it over and over again?
Oh goodness. I can't think of one in particular, although I must admit, I do print them all out and I have them whenever I'm having a very bad day. But I think it's the ones that are just so complimentary of how comfortable the house is and how I've, you know, what we just talked about, I've thought of everything, but also all my recommendations for like Memphis and how they really enjoyed walking to my favorite bar or walking to my favorite restaurant and just really having the full Memphis experience because I love my city so much. And so many people are like, oh my gosh, you live in Memphis. Why do you live in Memphis? And so for me, when I can give somebody like a wonderful experience, not only in my listing, but in my town, that's really, really special for me. And when they say it feels like home and that they want to move in, that also just truly excites me.
Love it.
Yeah, it brings it back to like, you are your brand. And we do this because we do like that human connection and the connection of that human with our community and everything we know about the community. So Joelle, the beautiful thing about you is you have this very authentic, down-to-earth way about you. And I know it exudes in your brand. So I'm just so excited for you and your family and everything that's ahead. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners about your journey, your story, or about what's next?
No, I can't thank y'all enough. This was so unexpected. So funny. I used to talk at the local college like every semester about my career path. And it feels like everything in my past has like led me up to short-term rentals because I've had a very unique career path. It's just lots of twists and turns. And it didn't really make sense until I landed here. And I think what's so fun about this is that you do get to meet people. I love real estate, and I cannot recommend it enough. There's so many people who are scared that want to make the leap into short-term rental. I'm like, you should do it. Like, just jump into it. It really is like such a wonderful world. And it changed my life so much for the better. It gave me, I'm not making as much as money as I did, but hopefully I will be soon and one day, but it's giving me the freedom to make my own schedule. And that is just, I mean, that is worth more than any amount of money I could make in the corporate world, because, you know, I have my daughter who's 2 and now I'm pregnant and expecting in February, and just to be able to enjoy that time and do whatever I want with my time. It's just, it's the perfect area.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I love it. Well, listeners, we will make sure to link to Joelle and her properties in our show notes. If you are ever in Memphis,
go see
her. You better go stay with her. But she might be booked, so you better, if you know in advance, you need to book it now. Give her some love on her listings. And then Joelle, yes, we just thank you for being a loyal listener, a loyal member, just an overall bright, shiny light in the hosting world, period. And we love what you're bringing to Memphis and to all the states.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.